Welcome to another edition of Northwestern Outdoors Radio, the award-winning show covering fishing, hunting, conservation, destinations, and other outdoors recreation across the greater Northwest. Northwestern Outdoors is brought to you by Max Lur, Sportsman's Warehouse, Sena Sea Seafood, and Wallowa County Chamber of Commerce and the Northern Pike Minnow Sport Reward Fishery Program. And now, let's see what's happening this week with your host, John Cruz.
Welcome to the show. Are you looking for a memorable summer vacation? I got some ideas for you, courtesy of Wyoming Game and Fish. They have a place called Whiskey Mountain Conservation Camp. It's located near Dubois, and this summer they've got camps for families, youth, and women. Starting off with the family camps, there's an adventure camp that's a four-day overnight experience for families to build confidence in their outdoor skills and to enjoy outdoors activities like canoeing, archery, bird watching, and fishing. Similar to adventure camp, the Hunter Education Family Camp is a five-day overnight camp that enables families to enjoy the outdoors together while incorporating hunter education and bow hunter education curriculum. Families can also reel in some memories at the four-day fishing camp. Attendees will get to learn the basics of both fly fishing and spin casting through hands-on fishing trips. The cost to attend any of the family camps is $150 per person, which includes meals and lodging. Quite a deal. In addition to this, they've got some youth camps going on this summer. One of them is a boys' conservation camp in June. The other is a girls' conservation camp in July. And then we've got the Becoming an Outdoors Woman camps. These are for the ladies only. There is the Becoming an Outdoors Woman camp in June. There's another one in July, and Becoming an Outdoors Woman fly fishing camp in August. You can find out more about these camps at the Whiskey Mountain Conservation Camp by going to the Wyoming Game and Fish website and looking at their news page. This week on the show, we've got some great guests for you. One of them is Brooks Hansen with Camp Chef. Camp Chef has actually made a pellet grill specifically for one of our sponsors, Sportsman's Warehouse. He's going to tell you all about it. This has got all sorts of bells and whistles you're going to love for your backyard or patio cooking. Another guest we'll talk to today is Melanie Jones. She's the Executive Director for the Inland Northwest Wildlife Council, and the Bighorn Outdoor Adventure Show is coming up in Spokane March 14th through the 17th. She'll tell you all about the attractions and features and after-hours activities that are going to be happening there. Eric Arnold with Max Lur is going to join us to help you catch bass during this early pre-spawn stage here in the Northwest. And speaking of bass fishing, Russ Baker with Limit Out Performance Marine and the man behind the Big Bass Trail Tournament Series is going to tell you about not one, not two, but three bass fishing tournaments coming to Potholes Reservoir and Mardon Resort this spring. A pro-am tournament open to experienced boaters who can actually win a $50,000 bass boat and to amateurs who can win up to $5,000. A big bass tournament where you might reel in a bass worth $10,000. And the pothole shootout where everybody fishes the first day in June and only the top 10 fish on the second day. On top of this, we'll tell you about some sturgeon poachers walking our trail of shame this week. Put it all together, we've got a fun hour of the outdoors coming your way, so let's get things started with another edition of Sportsman Spotlight with David Sparks.
Paw Patrol, David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. The dog days of summer may be over, but for 6-year-old Black Lab Dexter, one of Idaho Fish and Game's canines, that suits him just fine. Fall brings on one of the busiest and most exciting times of the year for this eager sleuth and his partner, District Conservation Officer Tim Cluckin, as they hit the hills seeking evidence to solve wildlife crimes or possibly searching for a lost hunter. Dexter hops out of the back of Cluckin's enforcement truck, knowing it's time to get to work. The scenario? A witness reported seeing someone take a shot at a deer with a rifle during the archery-only season in southeast Idaho. Dexter responds to the command to search the area for clues with dogged determination as he methodically works the sagebrush and eventually signals that he's found something Cluckin would like to see, a brass casing from a rifle. Perfect. This piece of evidence can be potentially traced back to the gun that fired it. In another incident, he found a single drop of blood at a scene, and it was genetically matched to a deer illegally taken by a poacher. With all the training and tools at the disposal of Fish and Game's conservation officers, there is one exceptional skill Dexter has that they don't, the ability to sniff out seemingly imperceptible clues such as gunpowder, gun oil, blood trails, and even human scent. To emphasize this point, Cluckin says, imagine a pizza cooking in an oven. People can definitely smell the pizza, but Dexter can actually smell every ingredient that went into making the pizza. So, the nose knows.
Did you hear that? That's the sound of great careers in agriculture, one of which could be yours. With the number of different job boards that are online these days, it can be overwhelming trying to find out what best suits you as an individual in the ag industry. Hey, sift through the clutter and find your agricultural career on the job board focused on you, agcareers.com. AgCareers.com is the leading online job board for the agricultural, food, natural resources, and biotechnology industries. We are committed to fueling the next generation of talent in agriculture in an effort to feed the world. We understand and support the vast number and variety of careers possible in the industry, from welders and biotechnologists to agricultural teachers and software developers. The time to work in agriculture has never been better, with nearly 6,000 career opportunities available on agcareers.com. An opportunity for you is out there. Search for your future today on agcareers.com.
The two-burner camp stove has evolved, and today's line of portable camp stoves from Camp Chef have come a long way from your father's propane stove, featuring matchless ignition, more cooking power, and in some cases a built-in grill or extra burner. And you've got what you need to whip up some great grub in the field. Look for the complete line of Mountain Series stoves at your local sporting goods store. Camp Chef, the way to cook outdoors.
Again with Northwestern Outdoors Radio. As you know, one of our sponsors, longtime sponsor, is Sportsman's Warehouse. And on our other show, America Outdoors Radio, we have a longtime sponsor there too. That would be Camp Chef. And with us here today is Brooks Hansen from Camp Chef, because Sportsman's Warehouse has an exclusive Camp Chef pellet grill that's made just for them. Brooks, welcome to the show.
Hey, John. Thanks for having me on the show.
So tell me a little bit about this new Sportsman's Warehouse exclusive Camp Chef pellet grill.
Well, Sportsman's Warehouse has been a valued retail partner of ours for, almost since the beginning. Just a great retail partner, and they like to be different in a lot of good ways and find ways to be creative to, you know, put their branding on top of Camp Chef branding on something specific. And if you're Sportsman's Warehouse fans, they're very loyal to the brand. And so we did create or build an exclusive pellet grill, the Sportsman's Grill, specifically for them. So very, very similar to the Camp Chef SG model, which is a sliding grill model, the Woodwind SG. However, the Sportsman's Grill has a really cool feature where it's got a window in the door. So if you want to just peek in and see what's on the grill without opening the lid, for those curious naysayers that don't believe there's ribs there, they can peek in through the window, which kind of gives it a nice cosmetic upgrade. It does have the Gen 3 controller, so fully Wi-Fi controllable. It's got sliding grill. The best part is it is manufactured by us at Camp Chef, so it fits all of our accessories. So when you want to talk about the Sidekick accessory and all the whole modular system is all interchangeable. So if you already own Camp Chef and then you buy the Sportsman's Grill, you're in good luck, because it's going to fit all the way across the platform.
Something else that comes with this and your other pellet grills is the smoke number. You can actually control how smoky the meat you're cooking is going to taste. Go ahead and explain how that works.
I think our engineers just knocked it out of the park when they were designing this controller. So you're right, there's a smoke number setting, and it's from 0 to 10. And so you do have a low smoke and high smoke setting, which is going to be at a temperature of high smoke is like 225, and then the fan's going to run to generate more smoke. But sometimes when you want to get above 225 and you want to get to about 250 to 300, and you want a little more smoke flavor, maybe to develop a little better bark, you can adjust the smoke setting. And the smoke setting is going to go in and it's going to control the auger and the fan motor to generate a certain amount of smoke that's going to help with your cook. So if you're not into a big smoky flavor, then you're going to set it at 0. If you want a little stronger smoke flavor, then you can set it all the way up to 10 at a little bit higher temperature. Now, once you get above 300, maybe above 325, you're burning a lot hotter temp, and so you tend to not have as much smoke. But anything below 325 with those smoke settings, you're going to be golden.
Now, you mentioned the Sidekick, and for those who are not familiar with Camp Chef products, what is the Sidekick that you put on the pellet grill?
So the Sidekick mounts in place of the side shelf that's on the pellet grill. So you just take four screws and take that side shelf off, and then you add the Sidekick on, and the Sidekick is a 30,000 BTU propane burner, so now it becomes a dual-fuel pellet grill, and it's modular, so it's the same burner that's in our two-burner stoves that we were founded on 35 years ago. And the cool part is that modular cooking system is now you have that Sidekick on the side, and you can put a grill box on it. So if you just want to hurry and grill some burgers or dogs and get nice grill marks and grill lines, that's going to get up to 800 degrees if you'd like it to, and you've got like your traditional propane burner. The cool thing also is you can put a flat top griddle on it. So if you wanted to do like fajitas or maybe warm up some tortillas, if you're doing like pulled pork tacos or something and you're smoking the pork and then you turn on the griddle and heat up your tortillas or whatever you're doing, it's a full flat top. You can do breakfast on it. Also, our pizza oven fits on it as well. The outdoor pizza oven, so you might just have one unit for the whole patio between a grill box, a griddle, a pizza oven, and a full smoker. It's just super versatile. So by adding the Sidekick, it really takes it to the next level.
Oh, I love it. Now, we've got St. Patrick's Day coming up soon where everybody is Irish and you got to eat some Irish food. What are you going to be grilling up?
Man, that's a good one. I'll probably do some corned beef. It's a little tradition in our household to do some corned beef and cabbage. So I'll corn some beef and we'll get some cabbage going and have a little corned beef and cabbage. Keep it super traditional. We don't really get too far outside the box on St. Patty's Day.
I understand completely. Folks, if you want to find out more about the Camp Chef Sportsman's Warehouse exclusive MZGX 24 Pellet Grill, head on down to your local Sportsman's Warehouse store. There's over 130 stores around the nation, many of them located in the Northwest. It retails for $699.99. And as you just heard from Brooks, it is the ultimate cooking system for your backyard or patio. Again, check out the Camp Chef Sportsman's Warehouse exclusive pellet grill. You can also find out more about it right now by going to sportsmans.com. Brooks, thanks for sharing this with us today, and happy St. Patrick's Day to you.
You too, John. Happy cooking. Let's talk soon.
It's time for the Trail of Shame.
Shame, shame on you. Shame, shame on you.
Stories of poachers, scoundrels, and other ne'er-do-wells, so if you see someone committing a criminal act on the water or in the field, turn them in. It's the right thing to do.
From the Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife, we learn that three men owe thousands in fines and one served jail time after a felony conviction for poaching five oversized sturgeon, including one giant white sturgeon, in Scappoose Bay in 2022. The original incident gained attention when sportsmen fishing along the banks of the Scappoose Bay noticed people fishing from a boat had caught a sturgeon but did not release it as required by law. The legal anglers reported what they saw to the Oregon State Police Fish and Wildlife troopers, who began monitoring the area. After 2 days of surveillance, two troopers approached the men where they were moored at the dock. Now, the subjects claimed they had not caught any fish. However, troopers could see two lines extending from the dock into the water, and when they pulled up the lines, they found four live sturgeon, ranging in size from 5 feet to more than 7 feet long. All four were secured underwater so they would remain alive. While inspecting the boat, they found an additional large white sturgeon, about 5 feet long. Julio Duran of Salem pleaded guilty to the take and possession of a giant white sturgeon, which is a Class C felony. He also pleaded guilty to fishing without a license, and he served 20 days in the Columbia County Jail and owes $5,000 in restitution to the Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife, as well as $500 to the Turn In Poachers Tip Reward Program. A second defendant, Jose Placencia in Dayton, pleaded guilty to fishing without a resident angling license. He'll be serving his choice of 10 days on a Columbia County work crew or 80 hours of community service and 24 months of probation, and he has to pay $750 in restitution. Finally, Axel Goel of St. Helens pleaded guilty to angling without a resident license, and he'll be paying $500 in restitution and also serve 2 years of probation. The good news, all five sturgeon were released back into the bay alive, which is a relief to conservationists. These big sturgeon, they live a long time. In fact, that seven-footer was probably an 80-year-old fish. My thanks go out to the anglers who did the right thing and called the Turn-In Poachers tip line. And as for you three poachers, congratulations. You are walking our trail of shame this week.
Shame, shame on you.
come to Montana's Missouri River Country for an awesome fishing adventure. Northeast Montana is home to Fort Peck Reservoir, a massive body of water known for great walleye, pike, bass, and Chinook salmon fishing. Nelson Reservoir has given up state records for northern pike and perch, and don't forget our rivers. The Yellowstone and Missouri are classic destinations. And if you're coming in June, you have to check out the Catfish Classic on the Milk River. Plan your fishing trip today at MissouriRiverMT.com and sign up to receive a free travel guide.
Grow your love for the outdoors at the 62nd Annual Bighorn Show, March 14th to 17th at the Spokane County Fairgrounds, presented by Lithia Motors. There's something for everyone in the family at the Bighorn Show. Visit and shop hundreds of vendors and exhibitors. Check out the Trophy Territory Annual Exhibition. Go fishing with the kids at Leshwa Fishing World. Enjoy live music. You will find it all at this year's Bighorn Show. This event is produced by Inland Northwest Wildlife Council. Big thanks to Brett's RV and Marine, Leshwa, and many more. Get your tickets and more details at bighornshow.com.
Want to go fishing and make money? You are in luck. This year's Pike Minnow Sport Reward Fishery kicks off May 1st. Just register at a check station and go fishing for 9-inch or longer northern pike minnow within designated waters of the Columbia or Snake River. Then you bring your fish back and collect a voucher good for a cash reward. The more fish you catch, the more they're worth. Catch a pike minnow with a special tag and you've landed $500. Find out more at pikeminnow.org. That's pikeminnow.org.
Welcome back to Northwestern Outdoors Radio and to an extended Max Minute brought to you by Max Lure.
It's that time again. It's time for another extended Max Minute brought to you every week by Max Lure. And we caught up with Eric Arnold at the Pacific Northwest Sportsman Show. Eric, I wanted to ask you a little bit about finding bass throughout the spring, starting in March and going until they spawn. You know, you go onto a lake, where do you start looking for them? We'll start off with the colder water. And I guess we won't talk about the month, but we'll talk about the temperature. When that water's between 40 to 50 degrees, where are we looking for the bass?
So that's all going to depend on the lake with water clarity, runoffs. Rule of thumb is the clearer the water, the warmer the water will be as far as finding fish. Dirtier water tends to hold the cold a lot longer.
Interesting. Okay.
So say clear water impoundments, bass, like smallmouth, for instance, they're going to hold on structure. So you want to find points to go to a deep drop with rock. If you don't have rock in the lake, which most lakes do around here, try to find some isolated wood, you know, and I'll usually start to look for them around 35, 40 feet early season. If it's really cold, I tend to go deeper, and electronics is going to be your savior. If you're a bank fisherman, you're going to struggle.
All right. Well, let's talk about that 50-degree mark to 55. We're still in the pre-spawn here.
50 to 55, those fish will start moving up, getting ready to spawn, so they're actually going to come in shallower. Largemouth, smallmouth, I've got them in 50 degree. 55 is your magic mark where they're really going to be excited to start to feed up for the spawn. So 55, I mean, they're largemouth going to be cruising anywhere from a foot to 6 feet of water. Look for wood. Wood holds heat. It's like a blanket for fish. Even if it's 1 degree warmer, fish are going to be right on that wood. Then I would start throwing jigs. Usually black and blue works really good. It tends to work the best in the morning times. Sort of get in the afternoon. Sometimes you can move to green pumpkins. They work really good.
Well, I'd like to hear more, but unfortunately we are out of time this week. But don't worry, folks. Eric will be next week, and we'll talk about the same thing with smallmouth bass. You can find out more about Eric Arnold on his Facebook page. He's a tournament bass angler here in Washington State. Stay tuned for next week's edition of our extended Max Minute.
Want to put a smile on your face? Start off by putting a smile blade from Max Lure Company on your line. Max smile blades come in different sizes and spin at slow speeds, not like those metal blades on other lures. Buy them separately or on ready-made rigs like the Wedding Ring Spinner, Double Whammy, Wally Pop, and more. Smile blades work for trout, bass, walleye, as well as other species, and when that fish hits, you'll have a grin on your face that won't go away. The smile blade, only from Max Lure Company.
Sportsman's Warehouse is America's premier outfitter, full of the gear you need to succeed this hunting season. Firearms, ammo, archery equipment, decoys, clothing, boots, and more. You'll find it all at Sportsman's Warehouse. Better still, the knowledgeable staff can help you with tips and in-store seminars, all designed to help you bag a trophy or a limit. Find a location near you or shop online today at sportsmans.com.
You're back in with Northwestern Outdoors Radio, and as you know, I've got a real hankering for tournament bass fishing, and some tournaments that I really love to fish are put on by Russ Baker. He's the man behind Limit Out Performance Marine, with locations in Pacific and Spokane Valley. He's also the man behind the Big Bass Tournament Trail, and he's got three tournaments coming to Potholes Reservoir in Eastern Washington and Mardon Resort this spring. Russ, welcome to the show.
Thank you, sir.
Well, it's always a pleasure to have you on, and I love fishing your tournaments, and I can't wait to fish the first one, April 25th and 26th. It's a pro-am tournament. Fished it last year as an amateur angler from the back of the boat, and man, oh man, I learned a lot. Tell our listeners about the format of this tournament.
Pro-am is basically it works like a team tournament, but the pro angler and the co-angler work together to catch the five biggest fish for each day. On the second day of the event, both the pro and co-angler will switch partners, have a different partner. But the cool thing about this whole deal, it's a shared weight format. Most people don't understand what a shared weight format is. Basically, the pro-angler and co-angler work together to catch the five biggest fish for the day. That weight is shared or carried to the next day for each of the anglers. So both the pro, if the pro and the co come together, if you and I fish as pro and co, and we catch 20 pounds, we both hold 20 pounds. So those five fish are weighed, and we have 20 pounds. The next day, we have two different partners. We have a different partner for both the pro and the co-angler. Whatever that weight is caught together is added to their first day weight. The cool thing about this event is on the pro side, the pros are competing against the pros, and the co-anglers are competing against the co-anglers. The pro-angler pays a $600 entry fee, has an opportunity to win a roughly a $50,000 Phoenix 818 Pro bass boat. That boat will be at the tournament. The co-angler, as of last year, we paid $5,000 cash. We paid the top 20 anglers on the pro side, and we paid the top 20 anglers on the co side. This year, we got Suzuki sponsoring us, so we may be throwing in a brand new Suzuki motor, little kicker motor, so they've sponsored us this year. And a host of other sponsors, Bridgeford Meats again, is gone on board, and we'll be doling out almost two pallets of packaged meats, different packaged meats and jerky and sausage and things like that, which is really appreciated. Magnum Baits, DD26. Man, we got a lot of fun. Mardon's Resort, we got a lot of great sponsors are participating. Power Pole is giving away a Power Pole. So there are some additional prizes this year compared to what we did last year. But this event is an extremely fun event. You do not want to miss it. If you've never fished a tournament before, I highly, highly recommend you come fish it as an amateur so you learn how to fish Potholes Reservoir. You figure out how to pattern fishing, how to pattern the fish, to where to catch them. It's a great learning experience for the co-angler. His entry fee is $300. The pro's entry fee is $600.
Well, it really is a great learning experience, Russ, and I certainly learned a lot last year, which helped me during the Big Bass Tournament, and that one is taking place May 4th and 5th this year. Being able to fish that pro-am, I was able to really figure out exactly where to go and how to target bass. My buddy and I, we probably caught 30 bass during that tournament. None quite big enough for the actual hourly cash prize, but 30 quality fish. So let's talk a little bit about the Big Bass and how this one works.
Oh, Big Bass. Big Bass has been going on since 2013. It's based on the biggest largemouth or smallmouth of the event. Either one of those fish can be weighed in. The goal is to catch the biggest bass. The biggest bass is normally paid $10,000 for the team. At 100 boats, we pay 10 grand. A little less than that, we'll pay a little less than that, but majority of times, we've always paid that $10,000 out for the biggest bass. And then the hourlies. Now, you can also win cash on an hourly basis. On average, we pay $500 to $600 per hour per team. So this is a team event. A team is made up of one or two individuals, and that's pretty flexible on our part. You don't have to fish with a partner, but if most guys normally team up with a partner to help them net the fish and figure out where the big fish are. It's a lot of fun. It's a really, really good event. You pay 14 hourlies, 14 hourly big bass hourlies. There's 8 hours on Saturday and 6 hours on Sunday, and then we pay the biggest bass overall. Big Bass also is sanctioned by Phoenix Bass Boat, so if you win in a 250-powered Phoenix Bass Boat within the last 3-year models, you can win an extra $8,000. So this payout is pretty good. If you win the tournament in Phoenix Bass Boat with a 250-horsepower motor, you can win 10 grand from Limit Out Marine, and you win another $8,000 from Phoenix Bass Boat. So $18,000 payday for 2 days is pretty darn good.
Not to mention the hourly cash price too. So actually, it's more like about
$18,500, $18,600. So we, like I said, we normally get 100+ boats. You don't want to miss this one. This is a lot of fun as well. This tournament, we were on a very clean ship. You'll absolutely enjoy the tournament. You want to bring your friends to the tournament next year. It's an absolute blast to run this event and fish this event.
Oh, absolutely. I absolutely love the big bass tournaments. And we got to talk about the last one. You've got June 6th and 7th, also at Potholes, also at Mardon Resort. This is a shootout format. So how does this work?
The shootout tournament. The shootout tournament's a little different. We normally hold this on a weekend. This year, the schedule kind of got mixed up, so we end up moving. We end up canceling our second Pro-Am event and moving the shootout event back to Potholes, but we're putting it on during the week on June 6th and 7th. It's a Thursday and Friday. This is also a team event, but the neat thing about this event is also a five-fish event. We take the top 10 teams with the biggest top 10 weights from day one and move them to day two. Now, Big Bass is also paid for one of those teams. For the biggest bass on Saturday, they get paid almost $2,000, and the biggest bass on Sunday, Ed gets paid about $2,000. And then the top 10 teams compete. We start the weights from zero on day two, and it's just the top 10 teams compete for the biggest prize money. It's a lot of fun. That's a solid event. Everybody seems to enjoy it. Nice thing about Potholes, and it's got beautiful scenery. Grant County is one of the biggest counties in the state of Washington. There are plenty of places to stay. If you can't find room at Mardon's Resort or Host Marina, you can also stay at Lakeshore Inn and Waterfront. You can stay at Best Western Plus in Moses Lake, the Oasis Hotel. There's a lot of places to stay. There's restaurants in Moses Lake you can also eat at. If the Mardon's Cafe gets too busy, go to Moses Lake. There's a lot of good restaurants there. There's Porter Steakhouse in Moses Lake. There's Michael's on the Lake, another good restaurant. There's several good restaurants in and around Moses Lake. There's Chico's Pizza. If you love pizza, Chico's makes great pizza. You may have to wait in line a little bit, but fantastic pizza. So the community comes out. They love this event. Please, please join us. You'll have an absolute blast. I can promise you that.
Oh, I completely agree. Don't know if I can make the shootout because, quite frankly, I think I'd be cannon fodder for the top 10. But definitely looking forward to fishing the Pro-Am April 25th and 26th and fishing the Big Bass Tournament May 4th and 5th. And, folks, I hope to see you out there, too. And like Russ said, Grant County has lots of scenery, lots of beauty, tons of wildlife out there on Potholes Reservoir, too. And again, if you're looking for places to stay and eat, Mardon Resort and the Last Resort RV are right there by the State Park and by Mardon. And you've also got the Mardon Cafe, the Potholes Bar and Grill. And then again, like Russ said, all sorts of great places to stay and eat in Moses Lake proper too. The website to go to sign up for any of these three or all three of these events is BigBassTrail.com. That's BigBassTrail.com. Sign up, and I look forward to seeing you out there at Mardon Resort and Potholes Reservoir. Thanks as always.
Thank you, sir. I can't wait to see you, John.
Love for the outdoors at the 62nd Annual Big Horn Show, March 14th to 17th at the Spokane County Fairgrounds, presented by Lithia Motors. There's something for everyone in the family at the Big Horn Show. Visit and shop hundreds of vendors and exhibitors. Check out the Trophy Territory Annual Exhibition. Go fishing with the kids at Leshwap Fishing World. Enjoy live music. You will find it all at this year's Big Horn Show. This event is produced by Inland Northwest Wildlife Council. Big thanks to Brett's RV and Marine, Leshwap, and many more. Get your tickets and more details at bighornshow.com.
The Brewster Salmon Derby is going off August 2nd through the 4th on the Upper Columbia River. There's over $10,000 in cash and prizes to include a $2,000 check for the King of the Pool. Register today at BrewsterSalmonDerby.com. Welcome back to Northwestern Outdoors Radio. I'm John Cruz. A big sportsman show is coming up at the Spokane Expo Center on Havana Drive, March 14th through the 17th. That is the Bighorn Outdoor Adventure Show. It's put on every year by the Inland Northwest Wildlife Council. With us here to tell you more about it is the new executive director, Melanie Jones. Melanie, great to have you on the air.
Thank you so much for inviting me. I am super excited about this, and I can't wait for the Bighorn Show.
Well, I'll tell you what, it is a big one. You have, what, usually about 300 vendors that are at the Bighorn Outdoor Adventure Show?
We do. We have anywhere from 200 to 300 vendors this year. We've got new ones. We have ones that have been coming over and over and over again for many years. I had one gentleman who said he's been there from the beginning. And that is 62 years. This is our 62nd annual Bighorn Show.
Well, this show is unique in a few different ways. Number one, you have lots of activities for the kids. And I know that you really encourage families to attend. Let's go through some of those activities that the kids in particular enjoy.
Okay, so our biggest attraction that we have for the kids is Fishing World. Now, this is really interesting. I have been to the Bighorn Show, so this is new for me being on this side, and I never realized how hugely popular Fishing World is. The kids come, we have three pools, they're stocked full of trout, and the kids come and they get to fish, and then they can choose if they want to take the fish home, or they can donate it, and the donations go to the Union Gospel Mission. But the kids have a blast. Those pools are full of kids, not in the pool, but around the pool, and they have a blast. They have absolutely a blast fishing. The look on their faces when that fishing pole, and they hook it, that's priceless, absolutely priceless.
Now, in the past, you've had like an archery range for the kids as well, and a little, what is it, kind of a gold panning sort of exhibit where the kids can go ahead and take home some stones. Are you going to have those again this year?
Actually, we don't have archery this year. We have the air rifle range.
That works.
So, yes, it's a lot of fun, and kids get to come up, and they'll get, you know, they have all the safety equipment, and they get to shoot a target with the air rifle. And then, yes, and then we will also have our silver mine where they can come up and pan for some goodies, and the scouts are there to help them with that. It's a lot of fun, too.
Something new this year, a skateboarding demo on Friday and Saturday.
Yes.
Tell me about this.
Yes. Well, this is interesting. This is brand new, so I'm not even sure I can give you an accurate description, but I spoke with Jay, and he's going to bring his crew. And they're going to be doing some skateboard demonstrations. And I heard, I'm not sure I should be quoting this, I heard they may be jumping over a vehicle.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. It's going to be a lot of, it's going to be exciting. And they're also sponsoring our Kids Adventure Map, where the kids, they get their map, they get to go around to different vendors and get it stamped. And then at the end, they put it in for a prize.
Let's talk about the seminars, because that's always a big draw at sportsman shows, and you've definitely got a pretty talented lineup of speakers. Richie Herod, Northwest Outdoorsman television show. You've also got Shelby Ross, who's a very popular Eastern Washington walleye guide, too, don't you?
Yes, we do. And what's new this year, too, we started it last year, but didn't really get it filled in, so we're filling it in more and more, but we're running two rooms at a time. So this is going to be where people can then start to have choices as to which ones they want to go to, because we're getting so many. It's becoming more and more popular, and people are actually coming in specifically for some of our speakers.
Want to see is R.J. Marquardt. He's the owner of Quicksilver
Yes.
Kennels in Moses Lake, and he's an excellent dog trainer. You've got Kyle Jones with Jones Sport Fishing. Eric Magnuson, who is all about ice fishing, though that is starting to wind down at this point. But yeah, dynamite list of speakers that you've got this year. Oh, and by the way, Barry's Game Calls, the owner of Barry's Game Calls, is going to be there too, isn't he?
Yes, he is. Yeah, I'm really excited to meet these people and really listen to what they have to say, because they're very well spoken in and experts in their field. It's going to be awesome.
Now, in addition to all this, you actually have some after-hours events that take place every day. I guess we'll start off with Thursday. You've got the Hero Thursday auction. Tell me about this.
Well, it's a dinner and auction. This is one of the fundraising events that we have. I mean, the whole event is a fundraiser, but this is one of the ones that I'm really looking forward to, because you know, the generosity of our vendors and the sponsors and the people who support us is just out of this world. So it is a dinner. It'll be catered by Longhorn Barbecue. And we have some fabulous auction items. We have our auctioneer, Chantel Kimball, with Booker Auction. She's going to be there. A lovely lady. I absolutely love her. She's so nice. And we've got some amazing prizes. For example, one of our prizes is a fishing kayak, and it is gorgeous. I'm not necessarily a fisherman, but I could be if I mean, it's got the little trolling motor, it's got a cooler, it's got a paddle. It is really cool. We've also got a river table. So it's, think of a table that has resin flowing through it that's absolutely gorgeous, that is donated by Papa Z's Woodshop. And even more. And I mean, I could keep going. And there's a really fabulous fishing trip for all of the fisher people.
Let me tell you about that one, folks. This is probably going to be a really big auction item here. You can win a 2-day fishing trip with Real Time Fishing and Northwest Fishing. Northwest Fishing, very popular TV show on Root Sports. And what'll happen is you'll spend 2 days fishing with Rob Holman, one of the co-hosts, and the owner of Real Time Fishing, Toby Wyatt, longtime guy. You'll be fishing for salmon and steelhead out of Lewiston, Idaho. You'll have 2 nights lodging at the Hell's Canyon Grand Hotel. All meals will be provided by the Hell's Canyon Grand Hotel, to include a special chef-made 4-course meal. And the trip is going to be filmed to possibly be an episode on Northwest Fishing TV. So if you want to go fishing and be on the small screen, this is definitely the trip for you. All right. So in addition to that, you've got something called Campfire Karaoke that's going on too.
Yep. And I told people, I'm not sure you want me up there singing, but I heard last year they had some very interesting duets going on. So for people to come and just kind of hang out and sing, there will be some prizes for first, second, and third. And we've got a DJ that's going to be doing that for us. So Campfire Karaoke is going to be a lot of fun.
And then Saturday night, you've got your second annual Bighorn Show date night with live music and dancing.
That's another fun one. It's for couples to come and hang out, and single people too. But it is date night, so bring your sweetheart, your partner, and just come and have a great time dancing, listening to live music, and hanging out and talking to people.
And you have to be 21 and over to attend this, because yes, there are going to be drinks there. It's going to be taking place from 6 to 10 p.m., but this should be all sorts of fun. So all sorts of things going on at the Bighorn Outdoor Adventure Show. And again, this is all a fundraiser for the Inland Northwest Wildlife Council. You know, last year, the Inland Northwest Wildlife Council was really lobbying very hard for hunters' rights, especially in wake of the spring bear hunt cancellation. But you do all sorts of other things too, and one of them is providing access to folks who are disabled, physically disabled, so they can get out there and enjoy hunting and fishing.
That's correct. It's one of our most active and most popular programs. Just because you're a person with a challenge or a disability doesn't mean that that should preclude you from enjoying doing what you love to do. And so the folks that are in charge of that program have, you know, been doing a lot of fundraising to be able to build platforms that allow individuals with disabilities to be able to get out into the outdoors, where everybody else, they kind of take it for granted. But we want to get everybody out. We want everybody to be able to enjoy the woods and the forest, whether it's hunting or even bird watching, because they can use those platforms to bird watch and really get out and not be, you know, restricted by not having that access.
You know, and right now I'm recovering from knee surgery, and I've got a full leg brace on my right leg, and I've got a crutch in my left hand. And, you know, something like this becomes really important right now. Where I'm at, there's really no ADA accessible outdoors opportunities. So to know that there's some in the greater Spokane area is nice to know. Something else I want to talk about, I hadn't noticed this one before, your backyard habitat program. This is pretty cool. Tell our listeners about this.
So this is kind of cool. So some people, especially, you know, these people tend to forget that the Wildlife Council isn't just hunting and fishing. It is responsible hunting and fishing, and that includes conservation efforts. And we want to bring people into that. So what better place to start with conservation efforts than in your own backyard? utilizing native plants and landscaping to encourage backyard wildlife. Mostly birds. People love to have birds come in. They need water. It's not just, oh, let's put up a bird feeder. But they need shelter. They need water. And so we can help people create that in their own backyard and have it right there for them.
I like the fact that the Inland Northwest Wildlife Council will pay up to $500 for materials and supply volunteer labor to install types of habitat too. And some of your previous projects have been building bat houses, barn owl nesting boxes, and even raptor perches. Oh. So raptors have a place to perch and look for those field mice that we don't want in our houses. So as you can see, the Inland Northwest Wildlife Council doing lots of good work, and you can support them by attending the Bighorn Outdoor Adventure Show at the Spokane Fair and Expo Center. It's March 14th through the 17th. You can get your tickets at the door or go online to INWC.org and click on the Bighorn Show tab and get your tickets that way too. This is a great show, folks. Make plans to attend, and I hope to see you there. Melanie, thanks so much for sharing this with us today on Northwestern Outdoors Radio.
Thank you very much for having me. I really appreciate it. I look forward to seeing everybody at the show.
Come to Oregon's Wallowa County for outdoors adventure. Hike, ride, paddle, fish, or sightsee to your heart's content. And then visit one of our wonderful towns, whether it be Joseph with its beautiful bronze statues, our county seat in Enterprise, or one of our charming small towns like Wallowa, Imnaha, or Troy, where you can eat, shop, and sleep before continuing your adventure the next day. Plan your visit now at WallowaCountyChamber.com. That's WallowaCountyChamber.com.
Head to Montana's Missouri River Country this fall for some of the best bird hunting you'll find in North America. Take your dog for a long walk, hunting sharp-tailed grouse and pheasant. Canada geese are plentiful for all you waterfowl hunters, and if you're a big game hunter, you'll find plenty of opportunities to tag out on deer, elk, and pronghorn. After your hunt is done, stay at a hotel in one of our communities. Most of them are pet-friendly, and reward yourself with a hearty meal. Find out more at MissouriRiverMT.com and sign up to receive a free travel guide.
This year, resolve to immerse yourself into the great outdoors. Whether you're learning to hunt, fish, hike, camp, paddle, or grill, or are looking to take yourself to the next level, the place to go for the gear you need is Sportsman's Warehouse. With over 145 stores around the nation, Sportsman's Warehouse is truly America's premier outfitter. Find a store near you or shop online anytime at sportsmans.com. That's sportsmans.com for Sportsman's Warehouse.
Before we go today, we've got time for one last shot of Northwestern Outdoors Radio with your host, John Cruz.
I'm glad you're back because it's time for your Sportsman's Warehouse Trivia Question of the Week. And I've got to admit, being laid up with my knee the way it is, I've been watching a bit of TV, including some old series. One of them, Northern Exposure, which is set in the fictional town of Sisley, Alaska, but was actually shot in a town right here in the Northwest. And that's your question. What is the name of the town that Northern Exposure was filmed? And it features the Brick, a bar and grill that is still very popular with visitors today. If you know the answer, you know what to do. Simply go to our website at northwesternoutdoors.com and shoot me a message on the Contact Us page or email me directly at john@northwesternoutdoors.com and let me know the name of the town where that television series Northern Exposure was filmed. One lucky person who guesses right will win that $25 gift card we give away every week from America's Premier Outfitter, which has all the gear you need for success in the field or on the water or in the woods this spring. On that note, it is time to go. But until next time, do take care, God bless, and make it a point to spend some time outdoors.